Marty, thanks for being with us.
Good to be back. Thanks.
All right. We are, believe it or not, in election season again. In fact, next Tuesday is election day for the Las Cruces Public Schools bond election. Under early voting actually ended on that this week. And the election day, if you missed early voting, is next Tuesday. March 6th, though, is another election. It's the Mesilla mayoral race, and you run down all of the candidates in this.
We did, and it's almost, like you say, it's almost kind of gone under the radar with the bond election, and then we're looking at state elections and everything else. But the Mesilla race, early voting begins on February 14th, that's Valentine's Day. People can remember that.
You better remember that if you're attached.
Yes, indeed. And absentee ballots by mail will be accepted until Election Day, March 6th. And so we have the main race there is Jesus Caro and Nora Barraza. They are both running. Barraza is the incumbent mayor. And Caro has been on a board of, he's been a trustee on the board there. And they're both longtime residents, and their families go way back. And in many ways, these two candidates have a lot in common and no doubt care a lot about the history of Mesilla. So it ought to be very interesting to see because... but Barraza barely won last time, and Caro's been around for a long time. So the challenger could well win this.
Maybe
you never know.
Maybe a tight race. All right.
Yes.
Libraries all around the country continue to expand services, and in Las Cruces, something I have not heard of before, the Brannigan Library has something called a maker space now.
Right, and it's what the name implies. It's a place to make things, and in this case, it's for teens. It's pretty much for 12 to 18-year-olds, and it's still a work in progress. They're talking about different types of projects and activities that teens can get involved in, whether it's with arts or crafts or just talking about certain subjects. And it's a place for teens to go. And like you say, libraries, you know, they could really have been outdated in the age of the Internet, but they are reinventing themselves.
They are and doing a great job with it. Another service that becomes more and more popular is the Brewpub. We're seeing more of these in our area and all around the country. And a very popular one here is in Mesilla, the Spotted Dog. And as of this week, you tell me it's open every day.
Every day. It's a place not too far from where I live, so I kind of think of it as the neighborhood pub.
Yeah.
And the people there are really the employees there are really good because they're just very friendly. They are going to 7 days a week. They started this week on Monday because they were closed on Mondays and Tuesdays to make beer. And so then they took their beer operating equipment or their operation, their brewing operation, moved it next door so they can remain open as a pub.
That's
and
crazy.
Still brew beer. Before, they had to close to brew beer.
How about that?
So it's now 7 days
and
a week.
They have a full kitchen, too, we should say, because some places that are brew pubs are just that, just for beer, but they have food, too.
They have a regular menu, and then they update a part of the menu every week. Mm-hmm. So it does change, but there are some regular items that are always
there.
That is great.
Yeah, I haven't been there in a while. I got to go back. All right.
Absolutely.
Pam Grier, she is an actress some of you may know, and she will be in Las Cruces for the International Film Festival. You have a preview and an interview with Pam, who's also a humanitarian, I see.
Yes, and I didn't know this until I read Elva Osterich's story. It's in the news section this time. I didn't have room in the entertainment section. But she has a home in Colorado. She takes care of rescued horses. She's involved with rescued dogs and a particular program, the Pets for Pilots for Pets. and they fly rescued dogs around the country to forever homes. But she does a lot of charity work in her off time. She sounds very down to earth for a Hollywood type actress type, quote unquote.
I'll be interested in reading that. And very quickly, about 10 seconds, you keep us up to date on For the Love of Art Month.
Yes, studio tours. And we'll be doing this every Friday through the month for the coming weekend.
That's great to know. Marty Racine is the managing editor of the Las Cruces Bulletin. Thanks, Marty.
Thank you.